Hello, everyone, and welcome to the very VARY Necessary Podcast. What's going on? What's up, y'all?
Look, I'm doing the snaps.
Snap, 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 snaps.
Like we had.
It's
the
no more snaps. It's the T fingers. Yeah, the T fingers.
Okay, I can't keep up.
I feel retarded when I do that.
This little girl was on live and she was saying, if y'all old people don't know how to use the sayings or do the little movements, y'all need to stop.
I need to stop.
But I guess that's how we were when our parents back in the day was trying to use our little slangs and do the things that we do. I'd be like,
I need to stop because yeah. I just feel awkward doing certain things.
Really? You feel awkward doing the tea?
Yeah, I don't know if my fingers are right.
Are you accepting that you're an old lady?
Now, wait a minute.
Wait a minute.
Wait a minute, motherfucker. No, I'm never getting old. What are you talking about? I'm just getting older, but I'm never getting old.
Well, you notice when I post my age, I put I'm years young. I'm 49 years young.
Okay.
Because I'm forever young, like the song.
Mm-hmm.
I'm always going to be young, and I'm always going to be young at heart. I'm very childish now that I'm older.
I don't think I am. I'm a little more serious. I don't know.
You can be serious and childish at the same time. You do know that, right?
Yeah, that's true. But
because I think we was too serious when we was kids.
You think so?
I don't think so.
I think we tried to be serious.
I don't know. I just felt like we had so many little life. I don't know.
We wanted to be grown so
we wanted
bad.
To be grown. And I think, because remember, we was listening to Anita Baker and Sade and all of them with our parents.
Mm-hmm.
And it wasn't until maybe like rap came along that we really kind of ventured off of R&B and kind of stepped into and kind of stepped into our own little realm of.
I think we're at a point in our lives where our children are grown, and some of them are halfway grown, and that we just have this newfound freedom, and we like, look, we really don't have, we have responsibility, but we already know. Get that out the way first, and now it's time to play. Like, it's just time to play. I just feel like it's playtime now.
Yeah.
We serious enough to get everything done, pay our bills, make sure our kids okay. Mm-hmm. Y'all good? We good? All right, I'm gone.
But I want to be serious during business hours.
Right.
And because I don't want to be serious too late at night. I mean, I want to be playful during business hours.
I do too.
And I want to be serious at night.
Well, I don't want to be
serious. Why you want to be serious?
Because I want to be asleep. I want to be responsible. I want to be in the bed. I don't want to be.
That's what I'm saying. Like Monday through Thursday.
I
want
to be playful during daylight.
Okay. I think this would be good to talk about on the thing. You ready, Yoshi Man?
Girl, we on now.
Lord.
Shut up!
Hey,
y'all. Listen. Don't mind me.
Oh, where you been?
I don't know.
Earth.
But hey.
To Sue.
Sue to Earth.
Listen. I'm telling you, I've been like this for the past 2 months. This is wild. This is wild.
Do you see my motherfucking face?
Where you been?
Where the hell you been the last past?
I've been here talking to y'all.
I mean,
y'all know how authentic these conversations are. Because I'm up into it. You ready, Yoshi Man? Yoshi Man looking at me like,
We've been ready about 3-4 minutes now.
Really?
Needs, medication. Listen. Needs medication bad.
I don't even think it's about medication. This I is some flowing positive
it's
energy.
Something wrong.
Wait a minute. I can tell y'all probably what it is. Okay, so like this, you know, this little nerdy side of me coming all out. I don't even care. Okay, I love the solar system. Always have since I was a little girl.
Okay.
So when I learned that the planets were going to align on Saturday, guess who ran outside at sunset to go and see them?
The nerd. Me.
So they said, while the planets are aligned during this time and that you can notice them, you are supposed to manifest what you want in the coming months. I absolutely did that. And I absolutely took pictures of the planets. Plus, I did a video. So while I was doing the video, I'm up in the air like this in the middle of the street. And I'm showing people like, okay, there's one, there's one. And then I said, that's the moon. I said, and that's a star. And I said, you know, and I kept going. I was like, oh my God, this is so neat. Cause you could tell they were very bright. So when I was reviewing the video last night, when I said, that's a star, how about I got a good picture of one of the planets on the video? Yeah, I posted it because I was like, oh my God, oh my God. So of course I call Yoshi over. I said, are you outside watching it? No, I'm outside watching the planets. Y'all, that was amazing.
What time this was?
This as soon as the sun set. So the sun set yesterday at like 6:19, 6:20. And so they said between an hour of that time, you could see this. I wish I knew that there was an app they said that I could download so it could look like my camera had binoculars. But my camera caught a glimpse of one of the planets. Y'all, that... It was just amazing.
Oh wow!
But how do you know what's a planet, what's a star?
Because she's been studying it since she was a little girl.
Okay, so here's the thing. It like you know, I don't know if y'all remember last year when Venus, you could see Venus and the other three beautiful stars. I can't think of their names. I know they start with an R. Anyway, last year I was walking. I walk in the morning. And I saw the moon, and then it was just this pretty bright star. And it was just, and I said, God, that's a mighty bright star. Come to find out, that's a planet. So the stars that were shining ever so brightly, those are the planet. Because some of the planets you could see with your naked eye, like they said, but then the other ones you could see with binoculars and telescope. And so I can't remember which one is which. I know one of them was Jupiter that you could see with the naked eye. I'm not sure if that was Jupiter I saw with the naked eye or what, but I will never forget that. Like those experiences for me are just awesome right now to even witness. Because I'm like, oh my God. So listen, that's another proof to me that God is real. Because here you go, here's a whole nother planet that they always talked about. And would we ever see them? They said the only time we probably could see them if we, you know, went to the moon or something like that. But look.
So how long does it stay in alignment?
They will always be in alignment because, you know, of course, they circle around. Mm-hmm. But my understanding is the next time somebody will see them on Earth,
okay.
It's 2040.
Oh, so okay. That's what I mean. Yeah. Okay. Mm-hmm.
So they said the next time that we will see it is 2040.
Mm.
So I just, that's
my
amazing.
Problem
so
is,
it's gone
I
now.
I don't know what I'm looking at.
Okay.
Well, see, I can
you just looking up.
Yeah. just looking up. And even I called my dad to confirm because my dad really likes stuff like that. So me and my dad was on the phone and he FaceTimed. Well, not FaceTime when it's Android, but you know, he videoed me and we was looking up and I said, yeah, that's it. That's it. That's what I see. And so we was going like that. But like I said, when I flipped my phone to get the video and I'm like, okay, there's one, there's two. Cause you can see, and I posted it on my stories, you can see the visibility and the brightness of other stars.
So it looks
they were
different.
Planets. They look different. You can just tell.
You can see it. Okay.
And then it was one I went back. I said, there's the moon because the moon was shining bright. And, you know, we have a full moon on Monday or Tuesday. So the moon was shining bright. I said, there's the moon. I said, there's the star. But then when I'm saying that in my video, I'm looking, like I said, when I reviewed it, and you could see the planet. It's like a circular. And then I said, and there's the planet. But I was showing the bright star.
Hmm.
So
interesting.
Check it out in the video because, and I wanted to confirm because I actually was going to call like Benedict USC or somebody that was really, and I said, I want you to confirm for me if this is actually a plan.
Send it in. Send it in to somebody.
Mm-hmm.
But watermark it.
Oh, yeah. Oh, I already posted on this one. Because it was another girl. It was another young lady who caught it. She caught it good. But I think she used that app. And I said, well, this confirms what I saw, but I only saw one planet really clear and visible. She saw several. I only saw one.
And it just depends on where you're at in the world and what angle you are
right.
to what you're able to see.
Because they said for you.
Yeah, it was.
I love it. I'm happy that happened for you. because that's something that you enjoy. See, me,
yeah.
I didn't know nothing about no darn alignment, planetarian.
I don't know what I'm looking at unless that motherfucker's sitting up there with Venus on it, Jupiter on it.
Now, which one is the planet with the ring around it?
That's Saturn.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. They said we could see Saturn as well, but see, I did not see him. This one young lady, I don't know what she used. She could see them all.
What kind of phone she got?
I think it was an app you could download, and I didn't know that. Okay. I just saw my one.
Well,
you know,
for 2040 to get your app ready. Because how are we going to be in 2040?
Yeah, let me, mm-hmm. I was about to add.
That's 14 years from now.
Oh, okay.
We'll be 64. Yeah. We should be still in the number.
Oh, yeah. And be deep in the country. I'd be deep in the country, yes. Because my house will be in the country.
Okay, 2040.
The Golden Girls house going to be in the country.
It's
going
to have to be deep in the country with a wraparound porch.
What country? What state this going to be in?
Somewhere with a lot of land. We have a lot of land.
I don't know if I want to move out here in the country around here.
Yeah, we in the country.
I mean, no matter where you're going to be, it's all going to look the same.
We might have some little... Well, shoot, we got deers roaming all around our subdivisions now. So it don't matter.
New pets.
Deers is the new pet.
Mm-hmm. Coyotes.
Bears, foxes.
A lot of coyotes. And bears. Beavers.
Ugh. Yeah, and bears.
There's a lot of beavers in my neighborhood.
It's a lot of bears.
You
and
never
blights.
Know what you're going to find in the Enchanted Forest.
Yeah, where I live at.
That's why every morning when I go to warm up my car and crank it up, I have to peep out my door first to make sure the coast is clear before I run.
Are you serious?
Hell yeah.
I don't
never know what's going to be out there.
Oh my God.
Having bears. They're going.
Yeah, it's bears all up in Blythewood. Oh, yes, ma'am.
Oh.
Pontiac, Blythewood. Elgin is bears all up in there.
Oh.
Now, like when I pull up to mama and daddy's house, like the deers just took over the front yard. And then they up there standing like this.
Mm-hmm. Like they own it.
Because they eat the roughage out your yard.
Look, and I'm up here. They stand.
And they don't move.
I said, why are you moving? So I see y'all. And then they start running as I pull up. Now, one of them was bold and kind of stood there for a minute. Yeah.
I got some Broad River deers. Them niggas don't move.
Like, y'all took over our area. Look, that's what I'm saying. Y'all took over our area. What's going on?
Oh, my
so
God.
So, I'm sorry, y'all. I thought we...
I got gangster deals in my neighborhood.
Oh, my.
Okay, well, I'm back to Earth.
Okay. Glad you're here.
Look, the aliens gave me my body back.
And the aliens.
Where were you?
I'm serious.
They took her
that's
with them.
That's what I said. The aliens gave me my body
they
back.
They took her with them and brought her back. And brought her back.
Did you have fun where you went?
I must have. Because I was late coming to y'all. I had some fun. I had a ball in Alien World last night.
Did y'all have a good weekend?
Sure did.
That's good. Y'all ready for March Madness?
Absolutely.
Okay. I mean, if we ain't. When is our anniversary?
At the end of the month.
Yep, March 31st.
30th,
something like 30th, that.
31st. And this will be our what year?
Fourth or fifth?
Five.
Isn't that crazy?
Yeah. Big five.
Yeah.
I think y'all should send us some money.
5 years.
Somebody had a suggestion. They asked, could we go live or either record our sessions, and they want people to call in. I don't know how we could do all of that, but they did have that suggestion.
Can we do that,
because
engineer?
Whoever it was, they knew it was our anniversary coming up,
Mr. Engineer, can we go do a live caller? I want to be like Petey Pablo. Caller, state your name. Dun, 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 dun. It's LaShawn from Starlight Project.
How you like it, daddy?
I like
how
that.
How you doing in the front? Is that okay. The video he recorded like in Columbia?
I don't know.
You know he recorded one of the videos in Columbia down there in 48.
Freak a leak.
Yep. He recorded the video.
Did he say your name in Freak a Leak?
No, my name won't ever
did
be.
He say yo?
No, he absolutely did not. The only person who's gotten close to saying my name is that daggone, what's your boy, Moneybag, Wakeisha.
Yeah, Wakeisha.
And shout out to my LS.
And the closest she got her name. My name has been said was in Wale's most recent album. Her name is Shervana.
Shervana.
Oh, Shervana. Yeah. Oh,
that's a bad album, too.
Shervana.
Well, you know he's going on, too.
I had to stop that. I had to rewind that. Mm-hmm. So, wait, did he say Shervana?
Well, Petey Pablo definitely said Yolanda in Freak a Leak. Yeah, and yeah. I was the last name.
And so did DMX.
And DMX. So, I want y'all to know Yolanda being that girl.
I don't know Yolanda.
Being that girl.
It's a lot of Yolandas.
That's all right. But ain't but one me. They was talk. Look, I think everything, every song that's ever written, they wrote this for me.
Yeah, we know. And the callers know too. The
they wrote this for me. This my song. What's my song? I tell you all the time. And they wrote this one for me.
I can't remember. You said so many. I can't remember.
I know it's a lot of them.
Is it Fly Away? Wale, I think it's Fly Away.
That's the one with Shervana in it.
Because it's like he left a recording.
I didn't even know he had a new album
out.
Oh,
no, it's bad. I sent it to y'all.
Yes.
You know what,
they
y'all?
They send me.
I'm going to tell the listeners.
Yes. They send so much stuff.
Let me tell y'all, to the VMP crew, I send out music. I don't do it every day now.
I listen to it.
And
but
say,
when you
y'all,
do it, you do it in abundance.
I sure do.
How you think I got on Moonchild?
Oh God, y'all, Moonchild got a good. Oh my God, it's 13 tracks. Out of the 13, I love 11 of them. Larry June and the Alchemist and I can't think of the other one. Got a new album out. That one is good. But that guy, daggone Jilly from Philly.
Mm-hmm. Did you hear her interview she did on Breakfast Club?
I have listened to every interview she has had. I think she's my girl crush.
Okay. I can see it. I think she's a lot of our girl crushes.
Yes. Yeah. She is just wonderful.
She's amazing.
She's wonderful to be around.
Now, I don't know. I'm a little eccentric. Erykah Badu is going to always be my favorite girl crush.
Actually, I watched her on, I guess it's like a front porch type. I can't think of what
Happy
it was.
Happy belated birthday to my Pisces.
Yeah.
Erykah
I didn't know
Badu.
She was a Pisces, but then I said it makes sense.
She's a water sign.
Yeah.
All day long.
But she was on something, I think they call it the office or something, office space. And she did like a live show. And like, that's one of my things. And I'm putting it on my bucket list. Mm-hmm. I want to attend one of those recordings. Front porch, tiny desk, whatever it was that Miss Badu was on.
Where are they held?
Front porch is in D.C. I found that out. Front porch is in D.C. I don't know where tiny desk is, but I'm going to do some research because that's what I want to do.
There are just so you can actually go and be in the...
But I don't know how you can request it, so I'm going to have to find out.
That sounds
really
like
love.
A gang of money right there.
I don't know, because sometimes I heard it's for free.
Okay.
I don't know.
But speaking of girl crush, it's just some women who might could turn me gay. I ain't gonna lie.
I ain't say all that.
And I'm just saying.
Look,
I ain't about to be doing everything that the lesbians do.
What you gonna do, Yoshi? Hold their hands.
I'm gonna hold their hands and I'm gonna give them big hugs and kisses. I just can't do everything with them. And Erykah Badu would be that one. Mm-hmm. That she could definitely, Tracy Ellis Ross, she could be another girl crush. I just think it's just something about their energy to me.
Yeah,
their energy to me
is
so goddamn beautiful. I just want to, Tedra Moses.
Yeah.
Let me tell you something. When I met that woman and was talking to that woman and held that woman in my arms, I just felt a spiritual connection.
She seems very grounded.
God damn, she's so sweet. Mm-hmm. Even when I met Faith Evans.
I was about to ask you about
damn,
that.
Damn, it's just like, I don't know if it's just because I love them so much, mm-hmm. but it just felt so real.
But I'm glad that the energy was there and it didn't change. Because sometimes when you mm-hmm. have that,
you'd be like, ooh.
That, now I'm not gonna say crush, but you anticipate meeting this person because you've already created this mm-hmm. idea of who they are in your head based on what you've seen mm-hmm. on TV or in concert or whatever, and you finally get that one-on-one with them mm-hmm. and you meet them and it's not what it's supposed to be. Right. That's like, ooh, mm-hmm. that's a blow to the stomach. But mm-hmm. when you meet that person, it's everything that you thought it was and more.
Mm-hmm. Right.
It's just euphoric. It's like, mm-hmm. you can't explain the joy or the high that you're on. It's like, mm-hmm. I can't believe it. I think that's not saying starstruck or anything like that. It's just like, oh my gosh, you are everything that I thought you were in, and mm-hmm. you would be, mm-hmm. and probably more than that. But it's like when that meet and greet happens and it's just a gut punch because you are just not who you're supposed to be, that's when it's like, I can't.
I'm going to tell you who gave me some bad energy. And not to say I was the biggest fan, but they gave me bad energy when I met them. The boxer Evander Holyfield.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't care for him when I met him.
Really?
I was just like, I'm going to tell you another one who I met that I didn't necessarily have great energy with. And they invited me to the concert, Biggie. I mm-hmm. met Biggie when they first came out. They were mm-hmm. they came and performed at Township.
Mm-hmm.
They had Junior Mafia with him and everything. But I'm going to tell you who was with him who did have great energy. The little man.
C's.
Everybody
mm-hmm. says that.
Great energy.
Everybody says
beautiful
Lil C's
energy. Just yeah. the sweetest, nicest person.
They said that. Mm. They said Lil C's is like that.
Is yeah. he still alive?
Yeah, he's still alive.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. mm-hmm. But okay. I don't know, just something kind of didn't.
Oh, wow. Yeah.
And they gave me tickets to the concert. You know, I did their concierge, set up for them in their rooms, got to meet them, a couple of the little people in the.
Well, it was CeeLo for me.
It was CeeLo?
I can see that.
I'm telling you. Ooh,
I can see
it was
that.
Bad. It was a bad interaction.
Really?
Oh, mm-hmm. bad interaction?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, no.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, I heard.
And I
it
would
was
think,
bad.
I would think out of the
it
good
was arguing.
Enough,
it was a
be...
lot of that going on.
Mm-hmm. No,
maybe he was just beside himself. Mm.
Everybody has a bad day, though.
Mm.
Mm.
So maybe he was having a bad day.
Mm.
I don't know.
Yeah, but it was a no.
Now I will tell you who was surprisingly very pleasant.
Who?
When we met them. Pastor Troy.
Oh yeah.
Oh yeah. That was
Pastor yes. Troy was very good energy.
He was.
Yes, he was. He was. He was so you would not think this nigga very who sat up energy. Here and just
my nigga, what would you say?
Yeah. I mean, it was so like, yeah, welcoming. Yeah.
And I just loved how he came all through the stands.
Yes. And was talking and to everybody and wanted like, to take pictures with everybody yep. and just get to know them.
But guess who else was like that? And mm-hmm. I love that he did it. Damien and Aaron Hall, when they came for the concert that 2 years ago
oh,
with New
yes.
Edition.
Mm-hmm. They did.
And I got pictures with them. Very sweet. Sweethearts. Oh. Very mm-hmm. sweet. Yes.
Okay. Oh, when mm-hmm. they came here. Okay, I
when
forgot.
When they came with New Edition.
Oh, yes.
Yep.
Yes, yes, yes. Yes. That was a nice concert.
That was.
I was a little heartbroken a little bit, but it was a nice concert because mm-hmm. Damien did not sound like how he was supposed to sound.
Yeah.
Mm-mm.
Yeah. So I had to go back in my car.
Damien or Aaron?
Aaron is the one that normally
Aaron
sings.
is the lead singer. Damien
oh,
doesn't.
Oh, Aaron. Yeah. I'm sorry. Aaron.
Yeah. Yeah.
Aaron did not mm-hmm. sound yeah. the way he was supposed
I
to
don't
sound.
I don't know if Aaron been
and,
smoking cigarettes.
Oh,
or,
but
or
but they were so sweet.
I had to get in the car and replay all the guy's songs so I can convince myself not to throw them away. Because
mm-hmm.
I was ready.
That's the same thing I
was ready
with JoJo.
Throw the whole
JoJo.
Was it JoJo?
No,
okay,
it wasn't
Casey.
JoJo. It was Casey because JoJo. Yeah.
Oh my God.
I was ready to throw the whole group away.
Baby, look here. I left.
You left?
I left yeah, and went she and left. Sat. And, we were at an outdoor concert.
We went to, what was it? That was real popular, Vaughn, that
the,
was the going
fest,
around all
the
over.
Festival the festival at the...
You remember they used to come... Oh, God.
Not the Mayfest. Not
no,
Mayfest.
It was...
You like, know that's,
it was
that's
a,
coming back. Y'all know that's coming back.
Oh, okay. At the stadium. It's like a festival. And they brought everybody there.
Funk Fest.
Yeah. Oh. It was Luke.
Luke. Mint condition.
Because
that's who we really came
yeah.
for.
And a whole bunch of artists.
But I heard, y'all keep your fingers crossed, because I heard they might be coming. And they gonna, it's going to be the whole crew. It's going to be Stokely, Carrie, all of them.
Okay.
I heard that
good.
They
we
probably
going
to make a comeback. And that's why I said, because every time that somebody posts Mint Condition, I said, please, let's rally together.
We
just
need
one more.
That.
I just need one more, too. I just need one more. One
because
more
that
y'all.
Does not exist anymore.
We
that type
one
of
more.
Artist. Really
now, I would have loved to see
Mint Condition. Well, I'm not going to say it doesn't exist anymore, but you really have to do some soul searching to find these other artists like you just named.
Yeah.
Because they're not mainstream.
Right. Because you do. And that's what I'm loving that I found Moonchild.
Yes.
Well, not found them, but you know, Moonchild, Junetober. Like all of them.
They're not mainstream.
I'm in love. Kirby.
So if you're not on these streaming platforms,
yes,
you wouldn't discover this new
you wouldn't
music.
Know about them.
Mm-mm.
And it's a lot of
they don't
them.
Get the airplay.
No.
Or the, you know, I mean, yeah. and nobody really listens to the radio anymore.
Mm-hmm. Mm-mm.
So like how do you discover new yeah. music unless, you know, someone shares it with you or you just hear it? A lot of music, though, I do hear in reels and on social media, and then it takes me to, I can easily, like, go to the little caption and see what the song is,
mm-hmm.
and then I can go look it up on Tidal. So
yeah.
I've learned of a lot of new music mm-hmm. that I would like through social media, and that's mm-hmm. What I love about social media.
Yeah.
But even the satellite radio don't really play a lot of the underground or underrated artists like that.
Mm-hmm. And the one that normally would play is like, I think it's 47. I can't.
Yeah, 47.
Yeah, 47 will play like some of them. And then it's another channel that you got to go through like in the 300s that will play
like
a lot
new discovered,
of it.
New mm-hmm. discoveries.
Mm-hmm. mm-hmm.
But yeah, I can't. If they can put a good group together and put a nice set list, you know, arrange a good group to come.
Yeah,
that'd be nice.
So
but if y'all want some easy listening, baby, y'all better get y'all that serious and get some yacht soul.
Ooh,
and
yes.
some yacht R&B. Cause honey, you could play that
have
shit
they,
all
have
day.
Have they started the yacht R&B yet, or are they putting it in yacht soul?
Mm-hmm.
Is it a part of yacht soul? Yeah, yacht.
But
soul.
But it seems like
good.
A new yacht one pops up every day.
Yeah,
and you can just play them out.
Mm-hmm.
They got like a vanilla yacht.
Well, that's
one,
how
that,
it started.
Yeah, so you got one that played a white artist, but mm-hmm. just got the little R&B feel to
okay.
it.
Like Michael so, McDonald. Mm-hmm. Oh, the Doobie Brothers, go. They're coming in concert, too. They're going to be with Carlos Santana. I want to take
I
my
love
dad
Carlos
to
Santana.
How old is Carlos Santana?
Maybe in his 70s.
I would think 70s.
I would
late
love
70s.
To take
Carlos
my
Santana was out with my mama.
Right.
Oh, see. Jesus.
But I would love to take my dad. I think he would love that, but my dad will not
he ain't
go to
going
anybody's
no
concert.
Because
the first thing he's going to say, I saw Carlos Santana back in 19. And I'm like, Daddy, but come see
and
him again.
He ain't
got to
see
me.
Him but one more time. But
I
he just, ain't never got to see him again.
I would love to take him there. I think he's coming to Charlotte. I would love
here
to
go
do
my
that
thing.
With him.
And we got some, I'm just going to hope and pray that the next concert we got booked, they ain't up in there.
Smoking weed.
And
you must
have
cut that out.
I'm sick
new
of
concert
it.
Vibe.
I don't care. Why y'all can't do that shit at the house?
Was they doing that at New Edition?
No.
Oh, okay.
But
see,
no.
That's what I'm talking about. Like, listen, that concert to me was perfection with Bun B, Trick, Trina,
Young Blood,
and our boys from Tennessee.
Eight Ball
and MJG.
Eight Ball and MJG.
Like,
That was everything. They need more concerts like that.
Oh, yes.
But why y'all smoking that weed like that? Y'all can't wait 2 to 3 hours and then go do it in your own personal area like that?
I felt like I was hotboxing the whole goddamn
night.
I'm
sure we got contact that night because that next day, I think all of us was
sick. All of us was sick the next day.
We had to wash our hair and everything.
Yeah.
It was ridiculous.
They think that's just a new
that ain't
new
even no pregame.
No, that's
just
a new
what,
concert vibe.
But why? I mean, the high don't last from the house to the
because
thing
they
no more.
Think it's cool. It's the cool. It's the like the hippie era. Mm-hmm. You know, everybody
that's
wants
why
sunshine
I can't stay,
and
sometimes.
Unicorns.
Have some respect for people. That's like people with, let me tell you about this shit.
78. And Carlos Santana is 78. He's born July 20th. So is that a cancer?
Yay, cancer.
Cancer.
Cancer. Okay.
And he looks really good.
Yeah. So I recently took a trip to Turks and Caicos.
Mm-hmm.
I get on the plane. I'm all set, ready to go. I am having a ball. Ready to lift off. This woman of Caucasian persuasion sits in front of me and starts to lather her body up with Tiger Balm. I have
you know how loud that stuff is?
Hell yes.
Okay,
it's
so
already.
Why are we lathering?
It's already
up?
Loud.
Y'all school me.
It's already loud. I don't know. Because if you in that much pain, I don't think you should even be going anywhere. You need to be in the hospital if you got to lather up your whole body with Tiger Balm.
Voila!
Okay.
I have a severe allergy to Tiger Balm.
You have an allergy to it?
I'm allergic, severely allergic to Tiger Balm.
Is it eucalyptus in it or something?
I don't know if it's the camphor in it or the ginger, but I'm allergic to ginger also.
Oh.
So, but ginger is in Tiger Balm, but it's, baby, you talking about you want to run me out of somewhere? Put some Tiger Balm on. My throat started closing. I start tearing. I gotta get up.
On the plane?
I walk all the way to the back of the plane, tell the stewardess, she says, is that what I smell? Y'all, she was so lit, they had to make this woman deboard the plane.
Before y'all took off?
Correct.
Well, at least she did it before y'all took off.
So she had to deboard the plane, wash off. This is how lit she had the whole plane. Wash as much as she could of it off and then sit her in a whole nother part of the plane.
I mean, what other part of the plane can you be in?
Away from everybody else so the stench don't get to them.
In the plane?
Yes. That's how strong it is.
I mean, she's sitting in the pit with the pilot?
And this
pilot?
Is what? I don't know. But this is what I want you people to be mindful of. Your odors. Why aren't y'all bathing before y'all get on the plane? Your colognes and perfumes.
I have learned.
People have sensitivities and allergies. You ain't got to lather down and bathe in your cologne and perfume. I know you want to smell good.
I'm even mindful. Don't bathe every day.
I'm even mindful of I put my light scents on when I'm traveling. Right. I don't want to offend anyone.
Mm-hmm.
I smell good enough just to have like a blissful scent.
Mm-hmm.
When you are in a concert setting, on a plane, closed in, just anywhere, why don't you think about the other people before you do the shit that you do? You don't live in this world by yourself. You don't. Consider other people. That's all I'm saying.
They never have.
Yeah, but people need to start, and I need to make that an awareness thing. You know, from here on out, on seem like every show, just so people can be mindful of, you know,
considerate.
Mm-hmm. Because we have an upcoming concert, and I'm very excited about it. And I already know somebody's gonna come and piss me off.
I hope not.
I'm just getting
ready.
But
somebody was smoking at her last concert. We was in New York, remember?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. It was a lot.
And it was a very confined space.
Mm-hmm.
This is going to be interesting.
It is. But, yeah.
Oh, can we talk about the Golden Girls? I don't know a lot about it.
Really? You mm-hmm. never watched it? You
need no, to watch the show.
Oh, the show, yeah.
So that is it going to be a reenactment?
It is going to be scenes like different rooms of the show. So one is going to be Blanche's room.
Okay.
Other one's going to be the kitchen area. And then they're going to the, what is the Rusty Anchor?
It was, okay, so it's like a play?
Mm-hmm. No, you're actually going to be sitting there and having brunch.
Yep.
Oh, okay. Yeah. I don't know where I was getting into.
Yeah.
I'm just going. I didn't know what I was getting into.
Yeah, so that's going to be fun. I think that's going to be a lot of fun.
Oh, okay. Now, who do you identify when it comes to the Golden Girls? You know who I identify with?
Sophia.
Sophia.
I'm Sophia all day.
I'm Rose all day long, baby.
You think yes.
Sure, yeah.
That is Rose Nylon all day long. What you talking about?
I'm Rose with a little bit of
Blanche.
With better sense. That's Rose with better sense right there.
I am Rose with a splash of Blanche.
And you know,
after 6 o'clock,
and you already know that's Dorothy's born name.
Right? I know I'm Dorothy.
Look, after 6 p.m., once sunset hit, then I'm Blanche.
But baby, I'm Sophia Petrillo all day long, and you ain't gonna tell me no different. I got my Sophia shirt. And I'm wearing it.
I still got my pen.
Yeah, I still got my pen. Matter of fact, I pulled it off of something and I said I should have kept it on there so I knew where it was.
It's
so
in my jewelry box.
Yes, mine's in my jewelry box.
So we can wait. I can wear mine.
Yeah. Yep. Okay, so I'm definitely going to have to get me, I'm going to buy a shirt and put Rose on the front and then Blanche on the back.
Yep. I think you should.
I need to find out how I can do that.
And mine has Sophia's picture and Savage on the front.
Lord have mercy, Jesus.
She was a Savage.
She was.
I don't know. Dorothy was a Savage, too.
Yeah, Dorothy did not care.
Yeah.
You hear me?
But she was.
But she get it from her mom.
She was the more. She was the. Dorothy was the.
More level headed.
Yeah, but Dorothy was probably the more stable, level headed one.
She just had.
She kind of kept everybody.
She had Stan always there.
I ain't gonna tell
and
you.
I have a Stan.
I ain't gonna tell you who Stan is, but
I have a couple of Stans.
We have a Stan.
I'm just gonna be honest. That's all y'all gonna get.
You got a couple.
I got a couple of Stans that just. But I love y'all.
And look, wasn't Sophia
way.
The widow?
Yes.
Sophia was a widow.
And she didn't care what came out her mm-hmm. mouth. She said how she felt when she mm-hmm. felt and she didn't care who heard it.
And if y'all
and if
know
you heard it, it was
and
meant
if you
for you.
Know me.
But listen, if y'all know Yoshi, this is the one thing. And yeah, we all know that Sophia Petrillo has this all the time. Yoshi carries her purse with her
everywhere.
And
when you saw Sophia, she had that little bag.
You know what? But y'all know I'm going to carry my little bag that I call my Sophia Petrillo. It's not a straw bag, but it was my first Brahmin that I bought. And it's a small, little, cute, little petite, and I call it my Sophia Petrillo. So I am going to bring that with me.
It don't make no sense how we so much like these little old women. We done patterned ourselves after these little old women we watched on TV.
Yeah, so by understanding, like, you're going to be able to get cocktails and all of
I
that. Like,
wait.
I heard it's a cute experience, so I'm glad it made it to Atlanta. Because I was trying to, like, years ago, I was trying to find it in Miami. Because Yoshi was like, well, no, I don't want to go when it goes to New York. Let's go when it's in Miami. And then I think something happened. We never got a chance to go. But, honey, I was ready. I was ready. Mm. So now I'm glad it hit Atlanta.
I mean, because it was based out of
Miami, Florida.
I think they should just.
Yeah. Oh, really? It was in Florida?
Mm-hmm. Okay. I think they should just redo the house and have it like a museum. Like where you could just go and take a tour and walk through it.
Maybe that's why they're doing this, to get the feel of how many people would do it.
I think it would be
a historical
landmark or whatever you call them.
But didn't somebody just buy the Brady Bunch house? Like maybe a couple of years ago?
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
Yep, somebody bought the Brady Bunch house.
I didn't know Brady Bunch had a real house. I thought it was just like a set mm-hmm. that they... You know, had the different rooms. So it's an actual house.
They said it. Well, I think it You know how they show.
No, I'm thinking of the Let other house, the haunted house that started with the A.
The Addams Family?
No. It's
the one in New York?
Yes.
The Amityville?
Yes, that's what I'm thinking about that.
Oh, wow. I didn't even know that was a real house.
Yeah.
Oh, yes.
It's real. That's what I'm thinking about.
Oh, I was a weird child. I used to watch all that stuff.
Yeah, that's...
Amityville horror
that's
show.
What's wrong with y'all asses now.
Alfred Hitchcock.
Oh, Lord. The Birds.
Yeah.
I didn't watch none of that shit.
Oh, I did. And you know what? My nephew loves that stuff. Now I got to call him and tell him that's where he get it from. He get it from his auntie. Mm-hmm. Because he loves horror shows.
Oh. No, thank you. Mm-hmm. What? What?
Guess what? I meant to tell y'all.
What?
I'm a mother-in-law now.
Oh, my
Well, congratulations. Congratulations. You know, Vaughn has such a wonderful young man, and he is going to be a great husband. He's a great father, and he's a great son. He is. He's a wonderful young man. Congratulations.
I have a daughter-in-law.
Congratulations. Yes.
I'm actually happy.
Yeah, that's what I said. I love it. Congratulations.
I really am.
Congratulations. He is because he's a wonderful young man. Mm-hmm. He always has been. Yep.
He is.
Congratulations. Congratulations.
They done made it legal.
What I was talking about, like when we were show started and I didn't know the show was starting. But you know, like, I think we're in that era that our children are okay. Our children are grown. They're more responsible for themselves. So it's our time. Mm-hmm. So it was a post or something that I saw on Instagram say, if you see your mother having a ball in her 40s and 50s, please allow her, because we dedicated our lives raising you. Mm-hmm. And so we have some wonderful children, and they're doing good in life. So it is our time. I mean, I see why people say in your 40s and 50s, life begins, like life is always been, but mm-hmm. life really begins now, because you're totally responsible for yourself.
Because, baby, let me tell you something. My son said, Mama, you got to act like a grandmama. And I said, what you talking right. about? He's talking about, 'cause I saw them pictures on social media you had up there at the concert.
What that mean?
Baby,
she was cute. She had her little black ruffle.
I'm going on there now, y'all.
Her black ruffly top with the shoulders out.
Baby, let me tell you.
She thought she was going to get her a new edition member.
I did. I thought they were going to ask me to come up on stage.
Ma'am, they are all married.
That's right. You have to.
I thought they were going to ask me to come on stage.
And Michael Bivins ain't leaving Tisha to save his life.
I wasn't too far from
the
stage. I had to jump over a couple of people, but I could have made it up there. I could have made it up there. Because it was real good seats, yeah. You know, they had the floor, and then the next step level up, I was the next level up from the floor. We had good seats.
Well, see, that's another thing we can do as aunties. We can pay for good seats.
Girl,
and shit.
That's right.
Yeah. We got money now.
Y'all know me. I don't play about that.
Mm-mm, I need me a good seat. That's why I told Sue. I said, get on there. First thing. I said, because I ain't about to be too far away. I got to have me a good seat, sugar.
I had the best seats waiting, and I was trying to wait for everybody to confirm. God! But we still got some good ones. But we had the best seats waiting.
I'm sorry.
I was waiting for everybody, because I think we was all busy that day.
Mm-hmm.
Baby. But we still got some good ones.
Okay.
But baby, if we had, and then those seats for some reason wasn't as high as the other one. I was like, God dog it. But that's okay. We still got them.
And I'm going to put y'all on some new shit if y'all didn't know. They got special seats for handicapped people.
Yeah, they do. Yep.
And them be the best goddamn seats.
But do you have to show
house.
Anything for that?
Look at y'all. Y'all go to Vaughn's.
When you get your handicapped placard, they give you a little card.
We were in the platinum section. Because, you know, I'm going to talk, hold on, not platinum. They had three levels.
Mm-hmm.
They had the VIP, that's mostly the floor people. Then you had gold, silver. We was in the silver section. Mm-hmm. And then you had bronze.
Okay.
And then there's general seating. Well, all right. Whatever. Regular admission.
So
whatever.
Do you like going to shows in Charlotte better than Columbia?
The seating was better. The seating was bigger. I don't know. Maybe because where we were, the seating was bigger.
For some reason now, I'm enjoying going to shows out of Columbia.
Yeah,
more.
So when we were on the, so we, when we were getting out, and well, one thing I enjoyed, I didn't have to fight traffic leaving.
Yes.
We walked out of the arena, walked up to the hotel. That was the most, that was awesome.
Same with me.
But what I, you know, just talking to people on the elevator, people from Virginia was mm-hmm. in there. Somebody was from Tennessee was in there. Mm-hmm. And another couple was from Georgia.
Okay.
And I was like, oh my goodness, people travel. And they said they like traveling to other cities.
To go to the shows.
Yes, because it just gives them a chance just to get out of their city to right. do something different. Have dinner. It's like they make it a whole experience.
Right. And that's
out.
How it should be.
Yeah.
Because even when I went to see Chris Brown, we didn't drive and have to deal with all that parking and staying
yes.
out in line. We literally walked from the hotel across the overpass into the stadium.
Yes.
Went straight in. Everybody had been standing outside for hours. We didn't do none of that
yes.
shit.
Yes. It was beautiful.
I know.
It was, and then it's like, you know, Charlotte is just mecca yeah. of, has everything there.
Right.
You know, you're in Uptown, so... What we did, we didn't even, we went to the restaurant. We started to sit in and wait, but guess what? We ordered our food, picked it up, went back to our room.
Mm-hmm.
And we had more time to enjoy
right.
just us right. and eat good instead mm-hmm. of being the hustle and
rushed.
Bustle of
right. waiting.
Waiting, crowded. Yes, it was just perfect. It was laid out so perfectly.
So when you get to our age, we don't like lines. We
mm-mm.
don't like having to wait
I'm
too long.
I'm going to pay for convenience.
I'm going exactly.
Yes.
Yep. And
because
we knew it.
It
was a concert, everybody's trying to, it, you know, the city is going to be overpacked when there's a concert or in any type of event. So instead of, if you don't have an early reservation, don't try to make, it's like, it's easier just to get your stuff to go, enjoy it back in your place where you're staying, mm-hmm. or if you're going to someone's house. It's like, it's just easier than just having to sit there and wait on the food and everybody trying to order at the same time. And it was just, I don't know. I like the way that we did it. It was mm-hmm. just so much better.
Yeah.
Loved it.
Yeah.
I loved it for us.
We're gonna start teaching a concert and show etiquette.
Yes,
on
yes,
the
yes,
show
yes.
on how you do it.
Oh my goodness!
Down to the science, because even now with in Columbia, we don't drive to no concerts no more. I live right by downtown. We're gonna take us a goddamn Uber.
We sure
there
did.
And Uber back.
Yep, we did.
Who's
yep.
about to be dealing with all of that shit?
Yep, that's what one of my girlfriends, the concert that just recently happened at the Kroger Center, they took a from Elgin, they took a Uber from there all the
mm-hmm.
way downtown, and they said they were so glad that they did it because parking, they didn't have to fight for
ridiculous.
Parking, coming out, waiting out of the garage, they didn't have to worry about standing in line, you know, just
right.
somebody
just
can
sitting there. It takes
just
so
sitting.
Long just to get out.
Right.
Yes. So. Yeah.
So yeah, we, honey, we doing.
Shout
things.
Out to the Ubers and the Lyfts
okay.
and ride shares because this is y'all.
We doing things
y'all
smart
needed.
From now on.
Mm-hmm. Most definitely,
we ain't working hard for nothing no more. Not even no means.
Amen to that.
And that's gonna take us to the next one. Where can they find us, ma'am?
You can always find us on all podcast platforms at The Very Necessary Podcast. Never miss an episode on our website at the VARYNecessaryPodcast.com.
Mm-hmm. And ma'am.
Are you on Earth or you in the aliens got you?
It's my turn. See, we sick of this shit. You better get your shit together.
Live and love your life. We out.
Bye.